Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 59 of the Spiritual Combat Concerning Sensible Devotion and Dryness continued. Call to mind the pious sentiments which the Lord inspired Sarah, the wife of Tobias, in her affliction, and say with her in spirit and in word, My God, all who serve thee know that if they are visited with trials of affliction in this life, they will be rewarded. If oppressed with affliction, they shall be delivered. If punished by thy justice, they hope in mercy. For thou delightest not in seeing us perish. Thou sendest a calm after storms, and joy after mourning. O God of Israel, be thy name forever blessed. Remember also thy Christ in the garden and on the cross, abandoned by him whose only beloved Son he was. Carry your cross with him, and say from the bottom of your heart, Not my will, but thine be done. Thus, in uniting patience with prayer, in the voluntary immolation of self to God, you will become truly devout. For as I have said, true devotion consists in an eager and unswerving will to follow Christ, and to bear the cross at whatever time and whatever way he shall decide. And it consists, too, in loving God because he is worthy of our love, and even in forfeiting the sweetness of God for the sake of God. If the multitudes of those who profess piety would measure advancement in the spiritual life by this true standard, rather than by the saccharine effervescences of a purely sensible devotion, they would be deceived neither by the devil nor by themselves. Nor would they be so abominably ungrateful as to murmur against their Lord and unjustly complain of the gift he bestows upon them. For such situations, in which the virtue of patience may be developed and strengthened, are truly gifts. On the contrary, these multitudes would exert themselves in serving him with greater fidelity than ever, being convinced that he permits everything for the greater advancement of his glory and our salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, Child of Mary, Apostle of Rome, Vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, Father Scupoli brings up the virtue of patience. It's the virtue that this book talks about more than any other after charity. It's also the virtue that his protege, St. Francis de Sales, in Introduction to the Devout Life, it's the virtue that he talks so much about at the beginning. They put great emphasis on patience. By your patience, Jesus said, you will save your souls. By your patience, you will save your souls. Why is patience so important? And why are the situations in which patience can be developed and strengthened truly gifts? Well, this brings us to the mystery of the fallen world in which we live in. Because patience is the virtue, that readiness of soul to endure sadness for the sake of something better to come. Patience involves sadness, and the patient man is sad without becoming angry. He doesn't allow his anger to get the better of him. He endures that sinking feeling in his heart. He endures that disappointment. He endures the suffering because he knows if he gets angry and speaks or does something, he's going to ruin what he could achieve by his patience. If he would only hold his tongue, if he would only hold back, some greater good would come. And so the patient man or woman endures the difficulty that he or she is in right then for something greater. And so when we're given chances to grow in patience, we have to see them as gifts. We don't normally see them as gifts. We get angry. We get frustrated. We murmur against God. He says we unjustly complain about the gift he bestows. In other words, why are you letting this happen to me? Why are you letting, why this, why that? And Father Scupoli is saying they're gifts. They are gifts to help us grow in patience so that we can serve him with greater fidelity. And behind patience is the conviction that God permits everything for the advancement of his glory and our salvation. There's no way we could have Christian patience unless we had that faith. That this bad thing that's happening to me, this difficult situation, is for his glory and my salvation. Does that mean that true devotion, true Christian spiritual advancement, does not consist in happy and good feelings? That's right, it doesn't. Those may come. As a Dominican likes to say, it may be that every day for a while is like having a glass of champagne. You just feel great. But usually that's at the beginning. And then the Lord makes as though he is going to go further. As in at the road to Emmaus, he made as though he were to go further. And the two disciples constrained him. Stay with us, Lord. It's getting dark. So the Lord makes our hearts burn within us at first. But then later makes as though he's going to go further, and we feel sadness, and we have to constrain him, stay with us. Our perfection does not consist primarily in warm, sensible devotion. What does it consist in? He names four things. Eager, serving will to follow Christ. Boom. That's what true devotion is. Eager, an unswerving will. It's a willingness to follow Christ wherever he asks us to go. Secondly, okay, I want to serve you, Christ. Secondly, if I'm going to have true devotion, I have to be willing to carry the cross. This is where the patience comes in. This is where the sadness comes in. Why sad? Because there's evil in the world. Resting in evil brings sadness. Resting in a good brings joy. So we're going to bear our cross in whatever way, in whatever time he sends it. Do we all feel that? No. But this is what true devotion does consist in. This is what we're aiming for. Third, loving God because he's worthy of our love. See, not loving, right? Most of the time we love him because of what we can get from him. We love him because of what he's going to save us from. That's good. That's great. But true devotion, what we're advancing towards, is loving God because he's worthy of it. See, loving him for himself, not for what he's done to us, but because of how good and holy and wonderful he is, irregardless of what he's done for us. And finally, in being able to forfeit, give up the sweetness of God for the sake of God. Being able to deny ourselves sweetness for God. As St. Philip liked to say, sometimes we have to leave the sweetness of prayer to go help someone. But that's leaving Christ for Christ, leaving Christ in prayer for the Christ who's in your neighbor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.